Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Chapter 17, Alliance. Bella, Edward's soft voice came from behind me. I turned to see him spring lightly up the porch steps, his hair windblown from running. He pulled me into his arms at once, just like he had in the parking lot, and kissed me again.
I'm Julia Argy.
And I'm Vanessa Zoltan.
And this is Hot and Bothered, Twilight in Quarantine.
Before we get to our recap today, we want to just tell you a little bit about something that we're up to and invite you to join us. Obviously, part of our reflection on getting into these Twilight books has been some deep concern about the way that Stephenie Meyer talks about the Quileute tribe. And the Quileute tribe actually currently has a fundraiser going on for something really interesting and important, which is they have a bunch of really wonderful things on the reservation, including a community center for their elderly members and this really amazing education center for the kids in their tribe. And it is too close to the ocean, and climate change is impeding on their security that this building is going to be able to keep existing. And so they are raising money to move to higher ground. And so we have been lucky enough over the last 7-8 months that we've been doing this project to get some advertisers. And so we've been donating 10% of our advertising revenue to this effort. With an additional $100 for Native American Heritage Day, we've been able to donate a little over $700. And we really invite you to join us. You can go to their website, mthg.org, which stands for movetohighground.org. And you can watch a really beautiful 4-minute video about what they're up to and join us in a way that we are excited to do as we engage with these really problematic texts. And Stephenie Meyer, we hope to see that you've donated $700,000.
Yeah, I highly recommend the video. Tons of cute kids in it. Great content. And we'd love if you join us in supporting their fundraiser. Vanessa, would you like to recap this chapter?
A wonderful representation of the Quileute tribe in this chapter.
As always, spot on.
Will you count me in?
3, 2, 1, go.
So it's time for the party, and Alice has turned the Cullen House into a club, and people show up, and the party's going really well, except that now everyone knows that they're worried that the vampire army is coming. And then Jacob and crew shows up, and Jacob gives Bella a present, but he also grabs her and forces against her will. And then there is an alliance that forms between the werewolves and the vampires to take on the vampire army.
Yeah. It was kind of all over the place, but I think you got the main point.
It was super all over the place, and I nailed all the main points.
That's skill.
Thank you. Okay, Julia, are you ready to do a perfect job the way that you do?
Of course.
Okay. On your mark, get set, go.
So it's a party. People arrive, they carpool. Alice has a vision, and Edward runs over to her. But at the same time, the werewolves come, and Bella keeps trying to talk to Alice, and eventually Jacob kind of forces it out of her what's going to happen. And then Alice and Jacob kind of conspire to fight the vampires together. They are coming to Forks. They're not staying in Seattle. I think they're maybe en route. Alliance.
Also, Alice and Jacob both think the other one smells, but it also seems like they might kiss.
Yeah, there was that moment when they're both like leaning up to each other and like making bad faces because of the smell, but also like sexy eye contact, perhaps.
Yeah.
While Jasper is right there, it was really tense.
Yeah, it was very strange. Okay, breaking news.
Alice wears red leather pants to the party and a sequined, potentially red tank top. Shocking.
My only issue with that outfit is how hot it must get in leather pants when you dance.
I can't imagine really wearing leather pants, but the idea of colored leather pants, which I really don't see out and about a lot, is really fascinating. I'm sure she looks great.
Yeah, I'm sure she looks great too.
And my other piece of breaking news is that Bella has friends named Connor, Austin, Lee, and Samantha. Apparently those people exist and have been friends with her this whole time. Who knew? Truly breaking news.
I mean, if we had gotten more time at One Tree Forks, we would have known about them.
Did you have any breaking news?
I did. First, I think I have the opposite of breaking news, which is that Alice and Edward are total asshole snobs about what music people will like. Like, no one is surprised by this, but I want to call them out. That's what it is. It's calling out news. It's the call out desk of the breaking news segment.
Mm-hmm.
But genuine breaking news is that people don't understand how to enter a dance party. You do not ring the doorbell at a party that has like more than 30 people. You just go in because otherwise you're expecting the host to basically be at the door every few minutes and you're just like not giving the host a chance to host. So I'm very confused by the fact that everybody just keeps ringing the doorbell. I'm also confused why Alice, after like 2 minutes, didn't put a sign on the door being like, just come on in. Like, very strange.
Do you think the first people should ring it?
I don't, because you don't know that you're the first people. And I think a big party, you just walk in.
Yeah, no, I think that's smart.
Thank you. Julia, did you have any moments of genuine enjoyment?
Yeah, I loved the carpool. Not only is it environmental that Jessica, Connor, Lee, Austin, Samantha, and Mike all roll in together. And I think it was Mike Suburban that we saw in New Moon. But they're kind of like adopting the pack coven mentality that we've seen from The Werewolves and Vampires. It's like the humans are really working on that level, which I was happy to see.
Yeah. And just better for the environment, better for like your mood. Showing up to a party by yourself can be really overwhelming.
And you can like, I was going to say pregame in the car, but don't drink and drive. And also they're underage, but like pregame with music in the car.
Like pump up.
Yeah, exactly. Get hyped. What's your moment of genuine enjoyment?
First, that Jacob can seemingly sniff out that Bella's in distress. And I just love any reminder of dogs. So that was great. I love that Angela and Ben come to the party. I especially think it's very sweet because Angela sent out all of those invitations to like hundreds of people to attend the graduation ceremony. And then she was like, peace out, gotta go to this party. And I think it just like shows how good of a friend she is to Bella, that she was like, I'm gonna go to Bella's party. My guess is that she dips like after an hour to go back to her family, because I always assume like the best of Angela. But it was just like so good to see her.
True. Like, you had a moment of like old news. I have a moment of genuine distress.
Okay, I'll allow it.
I found the moment when Jacob is putting the charm bracelet on Bella, but he has to put it on her left hand because her right was still in a splint, like so poignant and moving. I don't think it was intentional, but it was sick and twisted, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, like you get injured from a person assaulting you, and then like in the next scene, you're like accepting their charm bracelet while your injury is still present. Like, it was very powerful, powerful in a bad way moment.
Yeah, I feel like it was meant again to be sort of comedic, like, oh, can't do it on this arm. And I agree with you. Instead, it's like just haunting and upsetting.
Yeah, very chilling.
Which, you know, we always leave room now for a question or concern for the chapter. And I think that this dovetails perfectly because Bella doesn't want to talk to Jacob because she's still mad at him. And he physically grabs and restrains her so that he can apologize to her is so concerning.
And when she tells him to get off, he says, don't be a poor sport.
Yeah. any thought of my being Team Jacob, like all those chapters ago, is just, I feel so misled.
Yeah, well, I think he's really changed, like, as a character since New Moon. And so the person who we liked initially is really not present now in Eclipse.
Cut your losses, Bella. The man you loved as a friend is gone. That is not my advice. Let's go to Mentor Corner, because I do have advice.
Okay, sure.
Okay, my first piece of advice is for Bella, which is that, like, relationships do not have to be this hard. She shouldn't have to go to parties that she doesn't want to. She shouldn't have to be hunted. Relationships don't have to be this hard. It sucks that Edward bribed your way into Dartmouth, but, like, you didn't do that. Go to Dartmouth. Cut strings. Go to Dartmouth. Live your best life. Be an English major. Write a lot of papers about the Brontes. You can meet so many angsty guys there, too. And, like, angsty without teeth that will kill you.
Frat bros. Regular teeth.
Yeah. What about you? What's your piece of advice?
So my first piece of advice is to vampires at large. I don't believe you should decorate your parties with red lights. We get a great scene where... Here, let me read. Okay. It was not an atmosphere to make your average human feel relaxed when standing next to someone like Emmett. I saw Emmett grin at Mike over the food table, the red lights gleaming off his teeth, and watched Mike take an automatic step back. It's like, you want to, like, show people your shiny venom teeth covered in red? Like, they're going to connect the dots someday.
Also, who looks good in red light?
Alice with her red pants and red glitter top. That's the only reason.
It's such selfish lighting design, Alice. Like, you're the only one who knew it was going to be lit that way.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
What's your second piece of advice?
My second piece of advice is for Jacob, based on what we were talking about earlier. So he grabs Bella in that really troubling way, and then he apologizes to her for grabbing her and kissing her a few days ago. And my advice is, don't acquire new fuck-ups as you apologize for old ones, because you'll, like, never catch up. It would be like paying off your credit card bill finally, and then, like, buying a Maserati on it, on your credit card. Like, if you're excited to be out of debt, like, you have to pay off your credit card, but you also have to stop spending recklessly. And he is recklessly spending on offensive actions. Like, he's just never going to actually have a clean conscience.
Yeah, he needs a balance sheet for his wrongdoings.
Yeah, like, just try for, like, a minute to be in the net positive where you've apologized prior to acquiring the next assault.
Totally. He needs to take a personal finance class and just apply all of it to morals, not money.
To touching Bella. I have one bonus piece of advice, just, like, real quick, which is that Bella should eat at parties. Maybe the reason she doesn't have fun at parties is that she doesn't eat. And so she gets hangry.
I think Bella could be hangry for all of these books.
Yeah.
She doesn't eat at the lodge. She doesn't eat at the party. It's like, she's starving.
Yeah. It's so weird that she's like, from how quickly all the food disappeared, the food must have been good. I'm like, taste it.
Maybe she's actually going to be a really good newborn vampire because she's used to just, like, being starving all the time.
Sure. I just think she maybe would have liked parties her whole life if she'd enjoyed in the delicious, like, usually at parties, there's, like, cake and cake. You know?
Oh, I know.
And then I have one last bonus piece of advice before I ask you for your last piece of advice.
Okay, go ahead. I'm glad you have so many thoughts this chapter.
My last piece of advice is to Jessica Stanley. You are in a rich person's house who you have a love-hate twisted relationship with. Steal shit. Go take a fancy pair of socks from one of their drawers. Like, they are never going to notice. They are rich as fuck. You deserve nice things. Go steal shit.
Wow. I love that one.
Like, just lift a piece of art off the wall. They'll never know.
Put it in the Suburban.
Yeah.
Pack the Suburban full. Everyone else can walk home. The 3-mile driveway.
Yeah.
Best of luck. I'll give you a cut of my stolen and sold belongings.
Just like one piece of the sterling silver that they never use because they don't eat.
The KitchenAid.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry I gave so much advice, but what's your last piece of advice?
So I would like to remind you and everyone that they haven't put together that this is Victoria yet.
I know.
I think they need to create a burn book for the enemies they've made so that they can just flip through and be like, oh, something really bad is happening. People are trying to kill me. Like, who recently did I wrong? Who recently wronged me?
Yeah. Like, I didn't like it when Rosalie forgot who she'd murdered.
Yeah, I think they need to add like another chapter so it's not only like people they've wronged, but also like people who've wronged them, just to like keep track of both sides of that coin.
They just need better record keeping. Like, maybe they should invest in Salesforce.
Happy to provide that for them.
So, Julia, for Reality TV Corner this week, we are going to do my Super Sweet 16, which is a reality show that I don't think is on anymore, in which I think you just like watched rich girls get like really lavish parties thrown for them. And then you got to see like the price tag at the end of how much it cost. It was all like very satisfying. And so you and I have been given a huge budget to throw what we think would be a better graduation party, because I don't think either you or I would have fun at this party. Like, club vibes? No.
No, absolutely not.
So what party would you like to throw?
My party is partially inspired by some of the best parties I've seen around. Some of those are my Super Sweet 16, but others are for media like Princess Diaries 2, in which they sled mattresses down a set of stairs. That would be present at my graduation party.
Yeah, awesome.
It would also have life-size ice sculptures of the graduates. That is from a My Super Sweet 16 party, real thing.
Uh-huh.
Signature fragrances.
Like, everybody got their own. Every guest got their own signature fragrance.
Yeah, and also just smelled signaturely inside.
Okay, got it. You walk in and you go, this smells like Alexander Hamilton's signature on the Declaration of Independence.
Exactly.
Got it.
Literal signatures.
I'm not sure he signed the Declaration of Independence, so.
The party favors for everyone is a Lexus. Not only do the graduates get a Lexus, but every person gets a Lexus. There's a hot bar with different types of mac and cheese.
Yum.
For dessert, it's Sour Patch watermelons. And there's a dancing room, but there's also a soundproof napping room.
Oh my God. How long is this party? A week?
Like, as long as you can go.
This party sounds amazing.
There's just more ways to innovate than I think people are doing. And I think one of those is a mac and cheese bar.
Yeah. Brilliant.
What about you? What's your vibe?
I went slightly different tact. I was like, what would Bella's ideal party be? And I've decided that it's Wuthering Heights themed. So you only play that Kate Bush song on repeat. And everyone wears period costumes. All the men act like total assholes, which would not be hard in this crowd. There's someone like who's like the Lockwood character, and they like commentate on the party as it's happening. They're like, oh, Angela and Ben are starting to make out in the corner. Angela wearing a beautiful white Empire waist frock, you know, the way that Lockwood like commentates in Wuthering Heights. I think that they can even do it in Forks, like at the Cullen House, because I think Forks probably looks a lot like the Bronte Parsonage Haworth area. So they just have to destroy the house to make it look like a ruin. And like for the women, like in order to leave, you have to act out a death scene. So it's just like a bunch of Heathcliffs and a bunch of Catherines figuring it out.
And they'd have to like hours before they wanted to leave the party, they would have to start to act infirm and like start to like put on powder to look increasingly pale and then like lie in one of the upstairs bedrooms. And then it's like, she's gone. And then they're only allowed to leave then.
Yeah. So it sounds again like that soundproof nap room is going to come in handy.
I'm glad that both of our parties have that.
Do you have anything in your Twilight Diary?
The party is described as a chic rave. And I was wondering if you knew what a chic rave was.
A chic rave.
Chic rave.
Yes, it is a rave where the pacifiers that you have, so you don't swallow your tongue after taking ecstasy, is made of like crystal and diamonds.
You think everyone has a crystal pacifier in their mouth as they're dancing at the club?
I think Alice hands those out, and that's what makes it a chic rave. Or everyone is wearing a beret.
Oh, that's a, yeah, it has a baguette over their shoulder. If someone gets too close when you're dancing, you just smack it with it.
Do baguettes make you chic?
Well, you said beret, which is French.
Okay, but it's French fashion.
I would say a baguette is an accessory.
I do not think of a baguette as an accessory. I think of it as immobile.
Did you have anything in your Twilight Diary?
I do. I just have a question for you. Alice asks Edward, should we play music that people like or should we educate them with art, with music? What would you put on an educational CD?
So I am going to give the entire discography of Mitski. And then I'm also going to give the entire set of recordings of our podcast, Hot and Bothered, Twilight and Quarantine, as they're very educational. And she says that they are, quote unquote, educational CDs. And I think that everyone at that party could benefit from this very wise educational content that we're producing.
Brilliant.
Everyone cries at the party and then everyone learns.
Julia's idea of a party.
What about you? What's on your CDs?
So I want to educate on two levels. One, I want the content to educate, but I also want to educate on form. And the form that I think that people need to learn more about is obviously musical theater. And so I have picked three songs from three iconic musicals that I think that everybody should know something about. First is from Les Miserables, Do You Hear the People Sing?, which is about organizing. And I think that since this chapter is about forming an alliance, they could learn a lot and get really inspired about like joining in arms together. Song two, I'll Cover You from Rent. It is the model of a good relationship of two people really listening to each other and loving each other well. And I think Bella could listen to it and be like, I am not in a loving relationship and get the fuck out of there. Three, Satisfied from Hamilton. I want Jacob to sing that song and realize that he will never be satisfied in terms of his relationship with Bella and just let go. She's with Eliza now, Eliza being Edward, and like back the fuck up.
I've never heard any of those songs. You'll have to get me to the party so that I'll listen to them because I'm not going to do it on my own time.
You're not going to listen to them at the party. You'll go into the soundproof nap room and be like, what? Sorry, I can't hear.
Sorry, can you put the Mitski back on? I'm sorry, I'm not understanding. Why are these people talking and then singing?
How are we friends? What's Mitski?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, no, Vanessa. I'll send you an article.
What are you putting in Bella's care package?
I am putting in a saddle to put on Jacob so that Bella can ride into battle with him. And also a backpack full of Soylent because she hasn't eaten in like five chapters. What about you?
I'm getting her one of these surprise buzzer things that you wear on the palm of your hand so that whenever Jacob touches her, she can zap him.
It could also have like a that was easy button function where it's like personal space.
Yeah. Just the foghorn. I just want that foghorn to get to her where she can be like personal space.
Exactly. What do you think is going to happen next chapter?
I think I'm going to finally get my training montage. They have to learn how to work together in order to have a successful alliance.
Yeah, we got a time and place. So it really could happen for you finally.
I've been waiting. This has been Twilight in Quarantine, a super sweet 16 from Hot and Bothered. This episode and all episodes are produced and edited by Ariana Nettleman. The show was conceived of as A Beautiful Vampire Baby by Julia Argy, and I'm Vanessa Zoltan, and for the right amount, I will commentate your party. We are a production of Not Sorry Productions and are distributed by Acast. Thanks, everyone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I am so excited to tell you that What Matters, our 2024-2025 season registration, is now open. If you don't know, What Matters is a 28-week class that we think of as our version of Divinity School. Having gone to Divinity School, I was like, everyone should get to do this. Everyone should get to have a dedicated season to thinking about what matters to them and how they can live up to their values. And we have tried to condense that experience into half a year while still making it spacious enough that there's time, but also not making you quit your job and go to school for 3 years. It's facilitated by me, my friends Mauricio Bruce and Michaela Bly. Mauricio is a brilliant chaplain and therapist. Michaela is a Grand Slam winning storyteller. The program is divided into 3 units, each focused on a different novel. You also get one-on-one chaplaincy time. You get small group time. It's an incredibly special, small class. Our next cohort begins August 21st and will run through March 12th. Payment plans and scholarships are available. Go to notsorryworks.com to reserve your spot today.